Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, reports are coming in of traffic delays following a collision on the Creasla side of Termon this evening. We understand emergency services are at the scene. No further details available. Letterkenny Chamber says Donegal County Council should wait for the completion of the 10T project before proceeding with any more active travel works in the town. An ATU Letterkenny law graduate charged in relation to a bomb intercepted in County Monaghan last month has appeared in court again today. And a delegation from Ardra in Sardinia has arrived in Ardra, County Donegal, as part of a European twinning initiative. All that to follow, plus sports news with Chris Ashmore, August Nocht, Olive Egg Column Ferreter. But first, this evening, reports are coming in of traffic delays following a collision on the Creasla side of Termon this afternoon. We understand emergency services are at the scene. At present, no further details are available. Meanwhile, Gardaí say no injuries were reported following a two-car collision on Pierce Road in Letterkenny at around 3:20 this afternoon. Letterkenny Chamber says Donegal County Council should wait for the completion of the 10T project before proceeding with more active travel works in the town. In a statement, Chamber says traffic delays are affecting businesses and it will continue to advocate for practical short-term measures to reduce congestion while continuing to support sustainable long-term transport solutions for the town. With more, here's Ryan Brawley.
In a statement this afternoon, Letterkenny Chamber says while they support the principle of active travel, they have consistently maintained that significant active travel measures should be progressed only after the completion of the 10T project and other key infrastructure improvements. The Chamber has voiced specific concerns regarding elements of the proposed active travel scheme that could have a significant negative impact on traffic flow. In particular, they highlighted the changes at Tommy Key's roundabout and also the proposed roadworks above Hospital roundabout. The statement also highlights that Chamber members share the disappointment that the town bus service has yet to become operational, as they believe it would play an important role in easing current traffic pressure. The statement concludes that these concerns have been consistently raised by the Chamber during engagements with the relevant authorities, and they remain committed to communicating the views and concerns of their members.
An ATU Letterkenny law graduate charged in relation to a bomb intercepted in County Monaghan last month has appeared in court again today. The 25-year-old woman is one of two people charged in connection with the investigation. With more, here's Emily Keegan.
Isabella Perry Sullivan is one of two people charged as part of this investigation. The 25-year-old of Abbey Lance Park, Clane, County Kildare, had previously been granted bail after being charged with possession of explosives. Today, the matter was adjourned until September 28th, after a Garda said the DPP is waiting for updates. The court previously heard she had been manipulated and had been asked to take a bag to the north, but wasn't aware what was in it. As part of her bail conditions, Ms. Perry Sullivan must not have any contact with anyone in the new IRA or CIRA. A 44-year-old man is also before the courts in Dublin in connection with the case.
Donegal County Council says applicants to the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Scheme no longer need to provide a copy of their CBP Professional Indemnity Insurance or ancillary certificates. The online portal has now been updated, the council says, with the upload requirement for these documents removed at the final claim and retrospective claim stages. People are being urged to have their say regarding planned road improvement works on the N56 at Dunkaneely and Ballymacallan. The works will include safety measures at Dunkaneely National School, which has been the topic of concern for safety in recent years. A recent meeting of the Donegal Municipal District was told funding has been secured with a public consultation due to take place in the coming weeks. The Lasca Hirlach of the MD, Councillor Michael Boyle, says if things go to plan, works could begin before the end of the year.
Yeah, well, Ryan, we're updated at our last MD to say that the public consultation would be happening soon. So we got notification yesterday that it will be now on the 18th of August in Dunkaneely Community Centre. So that's welcome to get it that far, to say the least.
And the plans, if you could remind just a few of the things that are planned for around the school.
Yeah, well, there's change in lights there, and there's going to be traffic calming measures with some raised tables there. So as you know, and it's been on your station and other station, it's not a number of years, this has been a troubled black spot, very dangerous, a lot of near misses, children crossing the road, and the councillors before me have been all on trying to get this sorted. So it's a very welcome situation that something's finally happening on us.
And you mentioned there it has been a long awaited project for funding and all sorts of issues. Do you think now at public consultation stage it should be a smoother run of things to get things started?
Yeah, well, we have been told that the money's there, and hopefully if everything goes ahead or goes good in the public consultation, we'd hope to see it started before the year's end. But why I kind of went public with it, I want everybody to come and have a look at the plans for it. You know, it shouldn't be me or my fellow councillors that decide what's for the best of the people. You know, I want people to have their say on it, because what I think, somebody else will think different. So that's the day to come out and have your say on it. And this is going to be a big job, and hopefully for the betterment of everybody, because there's a lot of people travelling this road, and you know, nobody wants to be driving a car and hit somebody, or you know, so it's going to be for the betterment of everybody. So,
and that was Councillor Michael Boyle there speaking to Ryan Brawley. The National Ambulance Service is inviting feedback from the public. Anyone who's recently used the service is being asked to complete an online survey. The survey is intended to highlight areas for improvement as well as what's already working well. A link to the patient experience survey is available on the Highland Radio website. A delegation from Ardra in Sardinia has arrived in Ardra, County Donegal, as part of the Ardra Squared, Two Lands, One European Vision initiative. The project brings together two rural communities that share the same name with the aim of building lasting cultural and economic links. The visit includes meetings with the local community, cultural visits, participation in the Ardra Agricultural Show, engagements with local businesses and heritage organisations, and discussions with community leaders and public representatives. The programme, the organisers say, is an important one. Sean Cannon Early is Vice Chair of Awake Tourism, and he's coordinating the Donegal element of the initiative.
Yeah, there's great excitement about this project. We have, I suppose, strategically timed it to coincide with the Ardra Show Day, which is one of the biggest dates on the calendar. We have such engagement from local businesses, whether it is the McCafferty's Group through the Nesbitt Arms Hotel, where a lot of the delegation is staying, John Molloy Factory, Ardra Distillery, the show, the Ardra Show, and the show committee themselves. Everybody's kind of putting their shoulder to the wheel in terms of being able to give our guests a truly exciting and energetic welcome. So we also have great representation from Donegal County Council, the Cahirlock, the municipal district Cahirlock as well, Donegal Tourism. They're all going to be taking part in the welcome. So, you know, there's great energy, enthusiasm and excitement about kind of welcoming these visitors to the town.
Sounds like there's lots of community buy-in already. That's great for getting a running start at this.
Yeah, and look, while there is two Ardras in existence this weekend, it's going to be very much one community. We're really proud of the town, where we come from, our local craft heritage, our local community spirit, and we're really, I suppose, excited to share it with our visitors. And as I mentioned, hopefully this is the beginning of that kind of long-term friendship between Donegal and Sardinia that will last in the years to come. And, you know, I think, you know, there's a huge kind of focus on community projects here, and this is just another one of those in relation to the work that Awake Tourism does.
And that was Sean Cannon early there in Ardra. Ulster University says it's looking at other options to strengthen sports facilities at the McGee campus in Derry. It follows confirmation that the university is scrapping plans for a new indoor sports arena. The 15,000 square metre air dome was part of plans to expand student numbers at McGee to 10,000, but it isn't going ahead now because of funding issues. The university's deputy vice chancellor is Professor Paul Seawright.
Well, only to say that we're really disappointed about it too, but it's part of this wider picture around the funding for higher education. It doesn't impact on our student number plans. It would have been a lovely enhancement, and we continue to think about other ways to offer sports enhancement in the Northwest, because that's important to us.
Well, on foot of the announcement, a number of politicians in Derry have been expressing concern that it could undermine the expansion of the McGee campus and the increase in student numbers. However, the chair of the McGee Task Force, Stephen Kelly, is confident that the expansion in student numbers will go ahead.
The Air Dome didn't contribute anything directly to where those students would be educated and the places that are available, but it does contribute to the attractiveness, not just of the university itself to students, but to the Northwest overall.
The Donegal Domestic Violence Service says its Safe Bonds programme has been a success, allowing mothers and children to heal and reconnect. Safe Bonds is a programme for mothers and children who have experienced domestic abuse with the intention of providing supportive activities designed to promote family relationships. Fiona Jordan is the service's interim manager. She says many families who access Donegal Domestic Violence Services have lived through prolonged trauma, coercive control, financial abuse and isolation, and the Safe Bonds initiative provides a significant opportunity to access positive family experiences that support recovery. Fiona Jordan says in this context, something as simple as a day out can have huge significance.
These trips for a lot of families are trips of a lifetime. The reality is that they haven't experienced trips like this before, and we are incredibly proud here as a service that we're able to provide those opportunities for them. And the trips are fully funded, so the women and children don't have to worry about the financial implications. And the memories that these families are creating, you know, are just absolutely wonderful.
And I suppose, too, from the point of view of the Donegal Domestic Violence Service, priority number one, make people safe. Take them out of an abusive situation and make them safe. But then priority number two is give them their life back. And this, in a sense, is really what the Safe Bonds programme is all about. You are giving people their life back.
100%, Donal. And, you know, we know that the healing for a lot of women and children only begins when the abuse ends. The Safe Bonds programme is a very, very valuable tool and a very, very important aspect of healing for women and children as they go forward in their journey.
Almost 282,000 people took out personal loans for cars, home improvements, weddings and holidays in the first quarter of the year. A new Banking and Payments Federation report shows in the year to March, a record €3 billion was borrowed by the population. Green loans for retrofitting and environmental causes saw the largest increase of over 22%. Head of Investments and Pensions at Fairstone Ireland, Bernard Walsh, says personal loans can cost more than most people expect and should be carefully considered.
It's not cheap, and unfortunately a lot of people will look at a little bit too much at the kind of a headline rate or for only X amount per week, per month. Understanding the cost of credit is something that's really important. So it's by no means cheap, even though, you know, the European interest rate is just above 2%. You pay a lot more for your borrowing. In a country where, you know, we've got higher cost of living already going on, cost of fuel going up, all these things, just bear in mind, what are you using it for? Is it for, do you actually need to borrow for it? Do you need to borrow for all of it now? Could you possibly delay some of the spending for a period of time? So it really is, I'd say to people, look, try to match your asset and your need.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, your home for GAA gear.
It's 6:15. Good evening, Chris Ashmore.
We will begin with soccer and the League of Ireland. Derry City begin life without Tiernan Lynch this evening. They take on Sligo Rovers, who've also recently gone through a managerial change with the appointment of Darren Purse. Kick-off at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium is 7:45. Derry City's Director of Football, Mark Connolly, is in interim charge for the game for the County Stripes, and he's been making a rallying call for fans to get behind the team.
Derry City fans are amazing fans. They're passionate. At times this season they've struggled with how things have been, which is totally understandable. Sort of all I can ask now is stepping in to sort of help out with the team and help out with the lads is just give everything support-wise. I have a group of players in here that'll give you everything, and I'll demand that. But as fans, we need you. We need that, the so-called 12th man. But when this place is rocking, it's amazing. We have a massive, massive 10 league games, cup games coming up, so we're going to need absolutely everyone. And I can't, and I'm not going to promise that everything's going to be amazing and it's going to be brilliant, but all I can tell you is that we'll give absolutely everything.
Well, elsewhere, Shamrock Rovers can open up a 10-point lead at the top tonight. Dundalk are the visitors to Tallaght Stadium, and they're chasing a first win over the Hoops since May 2024. Galway United welcome Drogheda United to Éamon DC Park. In the First Division, bottom of the table Finharps are away to joint second place Bray Wanderers. We'll have updates from the Carlisle grounds. That match gets underway at 7:45. Here's former Harp skipper Keith Cowan.
We look back in April when they played each other up in Bray, finished 2-2, and both clubs are in a very different place now. I feel, you know, obviously Harps again, you know, going through that managerial transition. We talk about maybe squad selection and availability. We know Conor Turrish is out. We know Joel Bradley-Walsh is out. So you're missing your two centre halves. You're kind of thinking, you know, who have I got to pick with? What's the expectation here? I think he's just going to look at performance now individually. I think he's just going to be using these games from now to the end of the season to assess who wants to be there and who doesn't want to be there.
Well, in the other First Division games, Athlone have a derby with Longford. Cove host Treaty. Cork take on Kerry and UCD meet Wexford. In the north, it's the start of a new season. Newly promoted Strabane play Institute as the Northern Ireland Football League Championship kicks off. That game is being played at the Limavady Showgrounds, as Strabane's home ground currently does not meet the required criteria at this level. In the Premiership, the opening fixture this evening sees Cliftonville against Crusaders. Meanwhile, the Rathmullen Summer Cup final is on tonight at Flagpole Field in Rathmullen. A 7:30 start for that. Should be a good crowd, with Rathmullen taking on Fannad United. Turning to English soccer, and Manchester City have rejected an offer of up to €45 million from Barcelona for midfielder Rodri. He's also attracting interest from Real Madrid. And in Scotland, Martin O'Neill is out of hospital and said to be in good form. According to his assistant manager, Sean Maloney, the Celtic boss underwent a small procedure during the week. However, it's not yet known if he'll be in the dugout to face Kilmarnock in the Scottish Premiership on Sunday. On to cricket, and the second one-day international at Brady in Tyrone is taking place between Ireland and Afghanistan. Ireland men won the toss and elected to bowl. Afghanistan made 299 for 8. In reply, just a short time ago, Ireland were 103 for 2 or 15 of a maximum of 47 overs. In motorsport, three stages have been completed in the Ulster Rally this afternoon. Eddie Murphy and Tom Murphy in a Skoda Fabia lead by 2.4 seconds ahead of Tarmac Championship leader Josh Moffat. And Andy Hayes in a Toyota Yaris. Cathal McCourt is third, Jonathan Greer fourth, and Sam Tuzel is in fifth. In the historic National Rally, Eamon Kelly and Rory Kennedy hold a 25-second lead in their BMW M3. On to Gaelic Games, and the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Club Championship swing into action this weekend with senior and intermediate games. Highland Radio's feature games on this opening weekend will be updates from Gwydor versus St Michael's and Glen Swilly against Termon tomorrow evening. Then on Sunday, we'll have full live match commentary from Ardra and Kilcar. The Donegal Ladies Football Championship also starts this weekend. The opening fixture is this evening, with the ladies of Mavill hosting Naoimh Mura Lower Rosses. And in rugby, former Irish under 20 Grand Slam winners Daniel Hawkshaw and Martin Maloney have joined Ulster on 1-year deals. Finally, the 12th edition of the Donegal Atlantic Wild Ultra Race, with a challenging route of, well, either 550 kilometres, 333 kilometres or 222 kilometres along the Donegal Wild Atlantic Way coastline. It starts tomorrow morning. Competitors will depart Letterkenny and take on some of the most scenic roadways to be found anywhere. And the route takes in the likes of Malinhead, Mamore Gap, Knockalla, Hornhead, Carrick Finn, Glengesh, Sleeve League and Barnesmore Gap. The first rider is away from the headquarters at the Mount Errigal Hotel at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. So locals and motorists are advised there will be bikes on the road around the route, and good luck to all of them in what is a grueling, demanding and ultimately potentially very rewarding event. Donal, that is your Friday evening sport.
Thank you very much indeed, Chris. AIB customers are being warned of an almost 60% increase in payment fraud cases last month. The bank says criminals are using increasingly sophisticated techniques to gain a customer's trust before persuading them to transfer money, reveal security information, or hand over their card. Tech correspondent Jess Kelly says people should always take the time to verify a request.
Call the service provider to verify. They would much rather spend 90 seconds confirming or rejecting the notion that a message is legitimate rather than spending hours on investigating who this scammer is, was, where the money has gone, and so on. So never feel bad about it. Never feel shame about it.
The annual Apprentice Boys of Derry parade takes place in the city tomorrow. Police say traffic diversions and delays are likely from around 9 o'clock. There'll be some smaller parades ahead of the main parade, which starts at 12:30. On-street parking anywhere on the parade route will be restricted for the duration. Cars parked on the route won't be able to move until the parade has passed that point. With more, here is Donna Marie Doherty.
The top top deck of Craigavon Bridge will be closed for the duration of the parade, with the lower deck remaining open in both directions. However, traffic from the city side will only be allowed to turn right onto Victoria Road, with no left turn access. Pedestrian access is not affected. The road between the lower deck of Craigavon Bridge and Dale's Corner will be closed for the duration of the parade and will have access for parade bus traffic only. Eppington Complex is accessible via Limavady Road. Drivers travelling from the Limavady direction towards Strabane will be diverted at a car roundabout via Crescent Link towards new buildings. Traffic bound for the city side should use Foyle Bridge. Motorists travelling from Strabane to the city should travel via Lifford. Those travelling from Strabane to Limavady will be diverted at new buildings towards Elt na Gelvin. The PSNI say diversions and signage will be in place and they will have significant presence in the city tomorrow.
Agus an ish an nocht, a leif ag Colm Ferreter.
Seamur ma hasa Colm Ferreter an seal an a príf scéalti. Ta tús carha le srei session tí ólis ar na takiachtí agus jontis a ta ar fáil con ach hoiú a yenif ar hihi fólav sa géaltacht. Ta na session tí a ráctal ag udras na géaltachta agus cóirlea chondéha hártar an tír le cóardíhar ar tíhi fólav sa géaltacht nu a capi Colm mac áwarki. Gerer na statistiki o genara fihe fihe sa da ta oskion se vile cha follow sne cantra giltakta a henyeg dan stock tihiokta omlan. Agus isi an aim lesna session ti ola sha na dini a spragu la husa jawancha mahas na tihi follow a shin. Ta jontas a kohihe ar foil frij na korli konde igor leshin skim kri konihe. Agus ta clar crinihe fashne sha karha lekele. A rastalahi cantar geltachta fod na tíre sna mianna a ta mahroin agus ta na dati sin le djevnu. Ta se fógartha ag udaras na geltachta fásta go meisha mar co-farchi i reimsi clár náisinta agus Europach le hagriachti seachtraha a chorhi takiachti fáil de cholachti geltachta con dol con cyn ag námiach digitcha agus fintriachta a yenav sa geltacht ta tellu ólis udras na gaeltachta Bonk IE. Bronu Gradam Nelly Boyle sár aurani an chan o Scarogin Bratna an la gaela fela wara an clahan leich an chartan shoy hart. Giri le Garogin Corn I riada a winch amad an triu ur ag arachtas na gaeltachta ahru an arachtas na gaelaga ahru an nari amin na sauna agus caisi blian mar ambassador don auraniacht an chan nos ag ardu fasachta an tradition sawala agus har lar Lillin Nibli on the Shoy Heart. To scheme the Gunturi Changa team with an Geltic to Ractal Glor Nigel, Agus Tashidamon Archiocta, Tapost, Carter or Foyle, the Dinian Chart, Eg and Ecolisha Ali, a Lecher Cannon. To Emakti Eg Sulla Fogarta, Ektesh Mahori Nigeltic to the Honda Shot, the Don Chart and Shahogin, the Cardlan, the Technoliocta, Alinia, Agus Groupi Takiocta, the Hesh Mahori, a Ractal or Fod, Cantor Geltic to Siren Ashke, Fod on Honda. Agus Kaljara her flag kill na herin and Jara Shartan ya shot ML Arena Shartan ya shot ML first year by Toskorak Lajari Lahar on Ear Hushkard Comparcha Glakuts na Komortish Araktal her highest and Jara Shartan ya. Now consult a one chamahas na hamakti kill Agus Kulturha, Kuran Forest na Geliga, Mwinu or Foil, Emliana, Don Vol Geliga, Atana Hodge Larna, Don Fla Emliana, Con Usage na Geliga, Aspragu, Ugohex, Nadurha, Agus Tatnava. Sjum mahod sé illegulér slán agus barakt.
Grum hagð karam agus anish an aimshir. Mainly dry this evening with a mix of cloud and sunny spells, just the odd light shower possible in light to moderate southwesterly winds. Tonight starting mainly dry with clear spells, becoming cloudier overnight with rain and drizzle developing, lowest overnight temperatures 8 to 12 degrees Celsius, light southerly or variable breezes. Tomorrow Saturday mostly cloudy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle through the day, top temperatures 15 to 20 degrees Celsius, light to moderate south to southwest winds. The main stories in brief, reports are coming in of traffic delays following a collision on the Creasley side of Termon this afternoon. We understand emergency services are en route to the scene. No further details are available. Letterkenny Chamber says Donegal County Council should wait for the completion of the 10T project before proceeding with more active travel works in the town, and an ATU Letterkenny law graduate charged in relation to a bomb intercepted in Monaghan last month has appeared in court again today. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. In the interim, you can check all today's news on highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notices this Friday evening, August 7th. The death has occurred of Kathleen Morris, Tivnakilla, Bath Terrace, Moville. Remains are reposing at Apartment 1, Tivnakilla, Bath Terrace, Moville from 11 a.m. until 7 o'clock tomorrow. Family time only after this, please. Requiem Mass will take place on Sunday at 10 o'clock in St. Pius X Church, Moville, followed by interment in Morris Family Plot in St. Columba's Drung. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Stevie McSharry, West Wind's Fintra Kelly Beggs. Remains are reposing at McBertie's Funeral Home, Kelly Beggs, until 8 o'clock this evening. Reposing at his late residence tomorrow. House private, please, for family and close friends only. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in the Church of St. Joseph and St. Connell Brooklis, followed by private cremation. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Alex Galbraith, Ballycrampsey, Mallon. Alex's remains will leave Emma McLaughlin's funeral home tomorrow at 12 noon, going to his home. Funeral from there on Monday afternoon at 1:30. For 2 o'clock funeral service in Clonsha Parish Church, Mallon Town, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Clonsha Parish Church, care of any family member or Emma McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Nora Jack O'Donnell, 112 Ardpatrick Glenties. Nora's remains are reposing at her home until rosary tonight at 9 o'clock and again tomorrow from 11 o'clock until rosary at 9. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Removal from her home on Sunday at 12:30, going to St. Connell's Church Glenties for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Paddy McGrory, Tubinburn Foot. Paddy's remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 to St. Mary's Church Fawn for Requiem Mass at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Medical 2 Patients Comfort Fund at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Sean Murphy Funeral Director. The death has occurred of John Rutherford Coloughin St. Johnston. John is reposing at his late residence until 8 o'clock this evening. A service of thanksgiving will take place tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in St. Johnston Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot. The funeral service can be viewed online on Kelly's Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the staff of Archview Lodge Nursing Home Letterkenny, care of any family member or Kelly's Funeral Director's refo. The death has occurred of Kathleen Graham, Drumlask, Donegal Town, reposing at Lahey Parish Church. Funeral service in Lahey Parish Church tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. House private, please, with family, neighbours and close friends welcome until 9 o'clock today. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if so desired, to Lahey Parish Church, care of George Irwin Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.